speech between the Eisenhower administration and a German breakaway group in Antarctica, which came to establish the vision of a Fourth Reich whose power and influence extends to present day. All the resources and manpower of the US military-industrial complex were hence made available for a significant expansion of the German space program, whereby it could become an interplanetary colonial power capable of deploying significant military resources outside of our solar system in support of their extraterrestrial allies. Furthermore, it made possible the development of a transnational corporate space program whose power and influence exceeded the military space programs established by the Navy and Air Force respectively within the US. In the following chapters, I will detail and expose how German secret societies and companies collaborated in building their first prototype spacecrafts and how these led to the fully operational and weaponized spacecraft in Antarctica. Key elements of this story include the Nazi capital flight that funded these secret technological developments even after the collapse of Hitler's Third Reich, and how the spacecraft from Antarctica first defeated a US naval expedition sent out to find and destroy the German Antarctic bases in 1946 and 47. And later, in a stunning display of power, flew over Washington, D.C. in July 1952 to intimidate the Truman administration into beginning secret negotiations. A pivotal moment in history resulted with the agreement between the subsequent Eisenhower administration and the Germans in Antarctica, thus heralding the emergence of the Fourth Reich as a global superpower that would remain unknown to the majority of the world's population. I next follow the telling trail of the extensive use of slave labor that was first adopted by the political leaders and corporations building the space program in Germany during World War II, which ostensibly continued in Antarctica. This egregious practice was then adopted by US companies that partnered with the Germans in Antarctica to develop more advanced spacecraft, which in turn would be used for deep space operations and to even establish colonies within the solar system. The intriguing connection between the 1950s Space Brothers phenomenon and the German space programs out of Antarctica will be examined in Chapter 7. Importantly, President John F. Kennedy was aware of the US agreement with the German Antarctica space colony. His attempt to assert direct presidential authority over these secret agreements and the technologies they involved became a direct factor leading to his assassination, which will be divulged in detail in Chapter 8. Of the many German companies that helped build Nazi Germany's secret space programs, Siemens stands out as the most significant, as will be discussed in Chapter 9. It was by far the most successful German company across a wide spectrum of research and development projects related to multiple components of anti-gravity spacecraft and prototype craft. These spacecraft prototypes were eventually redeployed to Antarctica, along with technologies from Siemens subsidiaries and other German companies that had successfully built key components for spacefaring vehicles. Based on its overall success in achieving advanced breakthroughs, strategic business partnering, and acquiring ample funding, Siemens was able to play a leading role in coordinating German corporate construction of multiple spacecraft in Antarctica. Siemens was also implicated in managing the slave labor component of the German Antarctica program, thereby continuing the corporate policy that it had established in Nazi Germany under the encouragement of the Nazi regime. This continued decades after World War II ended and led to Siemens secretly manufacturing billions of RFID tracking chips in the 1980s to allegedly track the slave laborers used in their German-US corporate space program that by then had established large operations in Antarctica and also on the Moon, Mars and